But get that gavel out. This thing started. Why you started?
Do anything about that?
Okay. We are going to resume our meeting now that we've gotten the planning commission out of here.
Traitor.
And I guess we should have a updated roll call.
Brian Gothard?
Here.
Bill Goggins?
Here.
Laura Hine?
Here.
John Kepler?
Here.
Betsy Pringle?
Here.
Elsie Weber?
Here.
Rick Whitney?
Here. So we didn't lose anybody. That's good. Okay. I'm going to add one item to the agenda that doesn't show up here, and that is I think we need to have the election of the officers. That's always something we do in January, and so we're going to...
It says it on the...
It's on the calendar for February.
Did I see it?
Yeah, it's next month.
Next month.
Well, isn't it normally that we do it in January?
Normally we do, but it is on the calendar for February.
I thought the terms were calendar year, so I don't want to be an illegitimate president for a month. I got enough problems as it is. So.
You've been an illegitimate chair for quite some time.
Yeah, whatever.
That's a whole different thing.
Okay.
Do you have your birth certificate?
I didn't bring it. No, I'm sorry.
Give you utility bill?
Illegitimate, just an outlaw.
So anyway, I think we should have the election of officers added to the agenda. And then beyond that, we've got our council member reports and comments. And then the audience has deserted us, so we won't have any audience participation. And then we have the GMA comp plan update and administrative reports on the South Kirkland TOD pedestrian bridge. And that's it. So with that, do we have any council member reports or comments?
Yes. That was me. You're looking at the wrong person.
Okay. Laura.
I just wanted to state at this time a heads up that I will be going off the Houghton Community Council within the next couple of months. A definite date has not been established yet. It will be determined by when my actual departure from residence in Houghton occurs. And when it does, then I will no longer be eligible to be a member of the council. So I will be vacating my position sometime in the next couple of months. And as soon as I find out when, I will make the exact date known.
And you're leaving us for?
I'm going to the second best city in Washington.
Edmonds. Oh, okay.
It really is nice.
It's very nice. Trading fresh water for saltwater shoreline.
Well, our loss is their gain. So.
Well, they don't have a community council, so.
City Council.
Yeah.
Planning Commission. Okay.
So this has been a special opportunity, and I've really appreciated it, but it's about as far as I want to go with public office. So.
Okay.
It's been great, and I hope I'll be able to enjoy at least one other meeting before.
Oh, at least, yeah.
You will be missed.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We have to have a going away celebration.
All of you, that'd be great.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to... John?
I've got two. The first is that there has been much discussion regarding the Sound Transit 3 as it relates to the corridor. Everyone knows that the City Council has prepared a letter that went out on the 21st to Sound Transit regarding coordinating with working along the trail. Per our last meeting, I did send a letter to City Council. I believe all of you should have gotten copied with regards to our support for 405. Rick and I did meet with Kurt Triplett and Penny Sweet specifically regarding the issue, and Kurt explained that it was a little bit more than simply a selection of one of the three options. That was our discussion. We only had one meeting before the 21st, and we felt that was the best of the three, given the three options. So it really was a focus from what Kurt Triplett talked to us about, that the City Council's focus was really on with the estimated $24 million tax revenue leaving the city of Kirkland, how could, as part of the Sound Transit 3 package, that's the current estimate, plus or minus right now, how could Sound Transit best be served, or how could the city of Kirkland best be served by the Sound Transit? And they felt that the full package on the trail was the best way to get the most, the biggest pile of money that the city of Kirkland then could further study to really determine how to get best services into the city of Kirkland. That piece of information, I don't think, was really understood completely by our council. So I simply wanted to clarify, based on our further meeting with Kurt. Secondly, I did, on a personal note, I personally chatted with the city council on their Tuesday meeting before the 21st, which should have been the 19th, and discussed, based on the last minute, two meetings that happened on Friday, one that happened on Monday morning before the city council meeting, about some of the last minute changes, and made some recommendations for the 405 bolstering of something happening on 405, and felt that the transit connection at 85th should also be included back to 70th where there's parking, and that the Totem Lake area for the, and I can't remember the North Totem Lake where the current park and ride is and the bus stop on 405 should somehow be connected back into Totem Lake. Those were discussed and some of those things are being worked on. And so I think we'll have another opportunity to discuss with public early summer, late spring, before it moves on to Sound Transit. However, unfortunately, I do think at that point it's probably too late, because I think the train will have departed. Those were almost exactly Dave Asher's words.
But there's still going to be a countywide vote or whatever.
There's still going to be a countywide vote. Yeah,
there's still going to be a countywide vote. And people still
region three counties.
Region wide, yeah.
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 Three counties.
Yeah.
So
within their jurisdiction. I mean,
Sound Transit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, and it's not really that the people in Kirkland or King County even get a vote on the little package of our little thing on our trail. It is through the summer they're going to come up with, this is Sound Transit 3, that's the package, yes or no. It's one pull the trigger for all three counties, and what gets determined is going to happen sort of through Kirkland. It's one solution sort of overall. So I will stay involved with this and report back as I can, and go from there. Questions on that?
Yeah, thanks,
John. Second item, Northwest University. Did I say third? No, second.
You said second. You've already said second, so this is the third.
Oh, yeah, the next item. Northwest University. The Northwest University did reach out to me and let me know that they now have two ladies that are public liaisons for the school for neighborhood outreach. School has asked if I would meet with them. The school has already talked to the mayor. I've talked to Kurt Triplett. I said that I would chat with our council before I did anything at all. And I'm happy to, willing to meet with them. In our last meeting with the mayor, Amy and Penny, the suggestion got out that our council reached out to the neighbors as well, sort of independently, just to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make sure that they know that we're involved in this. Thank you. That we're involved in understanding that the Northwest University will come back before our council with any changes to their master plan. and that we are trying to understand and participate in conversations early on with everyone.
See, I've been getting these
emails
from the
lacrosse guy.
My understanding is when that master plan comes before us, it's a quasi-judicial matter, and I don't know if we should be involved.
Until
that would be an appearance of...
Until it's quasi-judicial.
Well, it becomes quasi-judicial once they get their application submitted.
Yeah. At that point, it has to stop.
But you also should keep an open mind. I mean, you shouldn't be prejudging, you know, what the outcome would be even before that. So.
Right. And I've made it very clear with Kurt Triplett and with the school and the people that we've chatted with in the neighborhood. When we talked about this, it was just to get everybody talking. That's it. And one of the things that Rick and I talked about with Amy and Penny was the possibility we have someone on our council that's very intimately involved in the neighborhood that's very intimately involved. And would it be appropriate to have you, Brian, be part of that as well?
I think this is a neighborhood association situation. I don't feel comfortable with it. We're going to be...
Betsy, just so you know that
I have some advanced, far in the past experiences, and during when the Northwest College gets up there to present to us, one of the first things that's usually asked is is there anybody they would like to recuse on the council? I spent a number of hearings in the Rose Hill room with Jim Hart years ago because I didn't know when to keep my mouth shut. And if you start talking to people, Betsy's right, don't do it. You've already talked, you can just say, if they come up to you again, you say, this is going to be something that our council is going to vote on, and I will not be able to vote if I discuss it with you any further. That'll cover you.
Well, that's if something is before us quasi-judicial, and it's not right now.
Well, the master plan is quasi-judicial.
But it's not before us now.
It's not before us now, but when it comes, if you've been working with them, I could see how some neighbors who maybe don't agree with what you have been working with could say.
An appearance of conflict of interest.
This is an appearance of conflict of interest. It doesn't look fair to them.
And you won't get to vote.
Well, just so you know, the role that John's talking about is strictly to facilitate communication between the parties, because there's this barrier for communication between the Northwest University people and the neighbors, and so it's simply to facilitate a conversation between them, to be the bridge, but not in any way advocate or even, you know, not to involve yourself in any way other than to just get some conversation between them. And one thing that that John and I talked about that we, if the neighbors wanted to consider it, I don't think it would be a bad thing to have some sort of a trial use of the fields that they, if they all agreed on it, just to see how it works.
I
you know,
we saw how it worked, didn't we?
Not necessarily, Betsy. I mean that was a really bad situation because they just unilaterally started using them without involving the neighbors and getting any approval, and they did a poor job of it. So the idea would be that you. We're not advocating anything. We're just saying if the neighbors could say under these circumstances we would consider an interim trial use that could be terminated at any point in time if the terms are violated, why not give it a try? And you know, and we're not trying to promote it. We're just saying if that can be facilitated.
Are you suggesting it?
No.
Because this is a
well,
you know, this
what
is
are
a
you
man's
talking
we're
to
we're responding. We're not. We're responding. We've gotten numerous requests from the La Crosse people, and frankly, just from a common sense point of view, it's an underutilized resource, and there's a real need for fields. And so, wait, let me finish. Only if the neighbors themselves were supportive of it under certain conditions, would it be appropriate to even try it. And that may or may not happen.
The
but
neighbors don't get to change the master plan.
They could agree to a temporary use. It's to protect them.
Know if that's true. I don't know. I mean, it's just like if you look at the entire master plan, it has an awful lot of stipulations on where they can do this, where they can do that. I'm not sure we want to put ourselves in a situation where we are saying, well, that part we're going to ignore a little bit, you know, because then you really have a slippery slope. Boy, you did it with the playing fields. Remember we tried that thing and, you know, and it worked out okay. But, I mean, if they want to open the master plan, they're big kids. They can reach out to the neighbors. They can have public meetings. They can go to the neighborhood association. They can start generating goodwill in the neighborhood instead of generating badwill in the neighborhood.
Right.
But I'm not sure it is our position to step in there, because then our constituents are looking to us when that public hearing comes to be completely neutral. And
we
have been the ones who have been like working on behalf of the college to get the neighbors.
No, we're not working on behalf of the college.
Well, you are.
Oh, heavens no.
Well, the college has asked you.
No, it's not them at all. It's the La Crosse coach.
You said the college said that they got these two ladies, these two ombudsmen, and that they'd like you to work, right?
Well, they would just like me to get them introduced to the neighbors for discussion purposes. And again,
why can't they introduce themselves?
Just to be clear, I didn't do this on my own accord. We discussed this, and the council asked me to reach out to the school, and I did that. This is nothing I did on my own. I was, the council talked about this, and I reached out to the school to say, you need to reach out to the community.
Right.
And that's all I've done.
Right. Yeah.
And the school contacted me, and I said, I can't do anything until I talk to the council, and the council agrees,
right.
And I won't.
Yeah.
Unless the council agrees, and we discuss it. So with that said, I'm wondering if this should actually be placed on our calendar for tonight as a discussion
I think your idea is probably good, and the whole thing is probably good, but instead of the council doing it, instead of you or Rick or any of us, because we're going to be voting when they open the master plan, is you contact the Parks Department, which is in charge of all that type of stuff, talk to Jeremy or somebody else, and have somebody else work with them if they want to do that.
Essentially have the city do it.
Keep us out of it.
Or the neighborhood association.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that would be fine.
Yeah, I just think that it just opens us up. And
yeah, it just...
It starts a slippery slope of, well...
John's in a unique position only because he's really close friends with the Toadleys, very close friends, and so he's got a personal relationship there that gives, you know, credibility, and they trust him, and they would, you know, that he,
right.
they know that he's not doing anything to betray their interest.
Yeah.
So it's strictly just trying to facilitate communication, just trying to open the door and get people to talk. I don't see that as being a bad thing. It's not to advocate. As far as promoting, or as far as somebody,
what would be the role then? You would be like setting up meetings, or you taking these ladies door to door? I don't even understand how this would work.
Actually, John was also thinking that as a neighbor, Brian would be a more logical person to be part of the process, only because he's immediately impacted by this. So that's why John suggested.
Well, again, I don't understand what it would entail. Would it be walking them door to door, or
no?
The school, as I understand, has had one meeting with the neighborhood, and the information exchanged at that meeting was really focused on what the school's going to do on the
southeast quadrant, really nothing about what was going to happen on the north side of the property.
I thought it was the southwest.
Southwest, thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, southwest. And I simply made a conversation at the college that traffic's impacted on the south side, noise is impacted on the north side. There's another group of neighbors they need to reach out to, and they should. And they really ought to reach out again to the north neighbors specifically about the bleachers that they're planning. That's all they're planning on that side, on the little hill. And they really need to get with the neighborhood about exactly what the plans are, because they haven't. Yeah. And they still haven't.
And if you open it to a cross, you've got to let everybody else in. You can't just give one group.
Well, you can set whatever. Well, actually, we'd have to check with planning, like you said. You know, if you're agreeing to some sort of very conditional exception to the master plan, what are the terms for that happening? Even if it's feasible. Yeah. I don't know, Betsy.
Yeah, I've never seen that happen.
We don't know. We're just trying to be open-minded and trying to be responsive to the, you know, when that guy kept saying, well, is there anything that be done? Because the planning, you know, going through a master plan process is going to be, you know, he's at least a couple years out to get any relief from that. So,
well, I mean, and there's nothing to preclude them from him from having a meeting.
Him being
the lacrosse guy. I mean, he could call a neighborhood meeting. He could put flyers up, ask people to come to a meeting, and
you could present at the community
CHNA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do the people that are, does Larry tend to go to the CHNA meetings?
No.
Or, yeah, it's, I mean, the key people, you need to, is there anybody in CHNA that's uniquely qualified that knows those people and has any kind of relationships with the people that are most affected by the fields that you know of? Mm-hmm. See, that was the only thing. John's in that role. Yeah. He knows them and they trust him, and so.
So
they should be the liaison.
The neighbors themselves?
Totally. I mean,
well,
I don't understand why we would even need to get involved.
The impasse is that
lack of trust.
There's been such bad blood.
Yeah.
Somebody just needs to stir the pot, and what I'm seeing now is that we ought not do that. So if the direction is don't, the email will say that they really think you just need to talk to the neighbors, and I'm done.
John, I think you could easily, I know I said this once before, but Parks Department is in charge of that type of stuff. And if you would get a hold of one of them in that department, maybe Paul would help you find the right person. And that maybe you could introduce that parks person to these people that seem to think you're wonderful, which you are, and tell them, you know, I'm sorry, but because I am on the council and there will be voting later, I cannot go with this any further. But this is a person that I recommend highly to help you work through this. That will cover you and cover the neighbors, I think.
I appreciate the comment. I think from my standpoint, that's been one of the reasons why there's such a difficult communication effort. It's the telephone game of talking to all these people. I had a very specific conversation with Kurt Triplett about that, is that somehow the city should assign a point of singularity at the city so they don't go talk to the Parks Department, and they don't go talk to the Planning Department, and they don't go talk to the city manager, and they don't talk to the mayor. And there's one point of contact at the city that everything funnels through. And if that ends up being the parks people, great. But I can't pick that. So I think that needs to come from somebody at the city.
Well, I just feel like we need to stay really above it.
He wouldn't be acting in any role representing the Houghton Community Council. It's strictly, he's taking, John's got the trust.
It sounds like this guy is emailing the Houghton Community Council asking us to...
You're talking about the lacrosse guy?
I'm talking about the lacrosse guy.
Yeah, actually, he was emailing you, and everybody else was copying.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, right. He was, you know, he was, like, tr- trying to get the Houghton Community Council to facilitate this, and this is kind of what you're, they're also, they're now, and...
My conversation didn't have anything to do with that lacrosse. It was about their master plan. Just discussing with the neighbors what their master plan is going to entail.
It doesn't, yeah, that, but it has a lot to do with the playfields, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, yeah.
So I would really like to ask that, you know, maybe we just, and I'll stay out of the vote, but just kind of a little vote, because I really think we should make this a formal thing so I can go back to the college and say, this is what the council decided. Because I did respond to the email and saying, I'm not doing anything until the council opines on this.
Okay. Well, at this point, we'll add that to the agenda before we leave. But we're still under council member reports and comments, so I kind of let things get out of whack here. But it was for a good cause, so I'll add that to the end of the agenda, and we can take a quick straw vote and see where we go from there. Should any other reports, John?
No, I think I'm running up hot water.
Second thing he has is
I will add to what John said, because we did have a follow-up meeting in January with Amy, and it wasn't with Pam, it was Jay Arnold, or Jay Arnold's the new deputy mayor. And so Amy and Jay and John and I met on the Cross Kirkland Corridor ST3 issue. One of the things that we emphasize is, if, you know, whatever you end up doing, get some certainty on the legal authority of Kirkland and Houghton Community Council for permitting the transit development, because there is going to be some permitting required, and determine exactly what the legal authority is. So that's, they were going, there Amy was going to look into that, and then also assuring that the outcome, that whatever the outcome is, it's something that is enforceable. That, you know, like the, if ST3, if they sell us on a certain route and certain provisions like zero emissions or design review or whatever the different considerations may be to try to convince people that they should vote for ST3, be certain that those are enforceable conditions. That we, in fact, can rely upon it, and it's not just some nice marketing ploy to get us to vote for it. And so they were going to check with the city attorney and review that as well. So those were the couple of updates on that whole issue. Let's see. We also reviewed briefly the TOD outcome and design review process, that we're still looking to assure that some of the flaws or the shortcomings that was in that we discussed, that changes are in place, and they were going to review that and get back to us on that. Because we wanted to make sure that lessons learned have now been equated with changes in procedures. And so that's in the works. And the last thing we discussed was, or the other item of significance was, the Houghton Center. They're going to be looking for us to take a lead, I guess, in the review process for the update on the Houghton Center. Is that something that you were aware of?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a big part of the effort here, and we're still trying to figure out the timing of that.
Yep.
And we've been meeting with some of the representatives from the Central Houghton Neighbor Association and the Everest Neighbor Association. So
yep.
There's some difference of opinion even between the associations. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Paul, is it your understanding that whatever the however it gets structured, that they are planning on having Houghton Community Council take the lead, kind of like we did on the neighborhood plans, or is that still uncertain?
Well, it depends on how do you define take a lead. Well, I'm not sure what that means. I mean, it's certainly we got two neighborhood associations. We got two sides of the equation here.
Right.
One side's obviously within Houghton, the other side's within Everest. So. We'll have to talk about that, figure out how to approach that.
So it's still pretty much up in the air then?
Yeah, we got a ways to go on that.
Got it, okay.
We probably want to bring in some facilitator, too, to help us figure that out and what makes the best sense for, you know, community engagement and the stakeholders' involvement and all that type of thing. So
okay.
We've been starting to talk about that.
Okay, so it was a little premature for Amy to say that we want you to kind of take the lead on it.
So. Well, you've got a big role, so we want you definitely involved in the whole process.
Okay, very good. So those are the other issues that we discussed. These quarterly meetings with the mayor and the deputy mayor have been really, really helpful. It's really nice that they're taking the time to do that with us. So that's it. Any other reports or comments? Okay, so let's take a look at the GMA comp plan update. Teresa, anything you want to say about it?
Just other than you have resolution 2016-1, which would then adopt, that would be your final action, and that would be for the ordinance that the council adopted. That was June 8th, 2016. And you recall, you spent a lot of years working on this.
Yep. Okay, any questions, comments, discussion? John.
One. So, from a bottom-up standpoint, the neighborhood plans get worked into the city comprehensive plan and it hops up the hill that way. We've, in our joint meeting, had conversations about the sort of federal regulations of sensitive areas and that whole conversation tonight that's top down. And what happens to the neighborhood plans with the whole discussion in their sensitive areas issue? Does it just get nullified? Does it just get, what happens?
They're really two different animals, so to speak, that the neighborhood plans and the comp plan are the policy basis, and the critical area regulations are the regulations. So we're not changing the policy. We've already got the policy basis there. Just a matter of now implementing those and revising the regulations.
Okay, thank you. That makes sense. All right.
Any other questions? Would anyone care to make a motion?
I move we approve, is it the resolution on?
Yep, resolution
2016-1.
Yep.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve resolution 2016-1 of the 2013-2015 comp plan amendments adopted by the City Council. Any further discussion? Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
I said aye.
Okay, it passes unanimously. Congratulations. Thanks, Teresa. It's quite a job.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Well, then we're going to have a South Kirkland TOD pedestrian bridge discussion. Any preferences on that? Any questions?
Part of the thing is we don't know what they're going to do on the trail. And they're saying right now that if there's a train, it's going to be on the east side.
Yeah.
So this means that whoever is crossing here has to cross over the rails to board the train. I don't know. It seems like kind of a weird design to me.
Also, is this glass, supposedly glass or plexiglass or something?
If that's where the train is.
Train's over there, and it'll have tracks. It's very good on it.
Yeah.
Cross tracks and get in over there.
And I imagine one would be hooked or getting close.
Unless the entrance is on the east side, the train itself is on the east side of the terminal. So you could be boarding from this side.
Then if you're boarding, maybe boards on both sides. Because otherwise, if you're over here, then you'll have to make a.
And go ahead, John.
Do you have, what's the sort of cause and effect on this? What was the need basis? What was the, why are they building it?
Why what?
And where are they getting the money for it?
Yeah, why are they building it?
They have the money, from the state and also the county. The county actually is going to pay for, was sort of a understanding between the county and the city that they're going to build this as part of the TOD. But then the county backed out a little bit, but so the city had to negotiate. So I understand state and county money.
They're paying all of it?
I don't know if they're paying all of it. I just know they have money from them. I don't know if Berkeley's having to put money into it. I don't know.
Okay.
And do you know if they scheduled to have the 2018 X Games with this as the launch ramp?
I would suggest that.
I thought it was the bungee platform.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's even better. Right.
It looks pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? So you guys good with just having them bring it back to us when?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that sounds like a good plan. Okay. All right, so I added to the agenda election of officers. Do we have any nominations?
Nominate Rick for chair.
I will second that.
I'm open if anybody else would like to step up. Any other nominations? Nominations.
Call the question.
Okay, nominations are closed, and I guess by acclamation, I am going to have another year and chairing the council.
Call for the question, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Well, call for the question. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, guys. Okay, nominations for vice chair.
I nominate John Kapler.
Second.
I second it.
Okay, any other nominations? Other nominations? Okay, then all in favor of John Kapler as our vice chair for another year, say aye.
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 Thank you all.
Boy, we're just a happy family here. Okay, and we need to take a straw vote on the Northwest University field issue that we were discussing under our item, our council member reports. And something occurred to me, before we even go there, should we at least explore, have the planning staff let us know whether it's even a whether it's even a possibility to have any kind of a temporary modification or a trial modification to the master plan for the field use, if that's even something that can be done. Do you know the answer to that, Paul?
I don't. I think if they could, they would have explored that, but we can check on that. And,
no, I'm not necessarily sure they would have.
Yeah, okay. All right. We can take a look.
I mean, rather than us getting any further in the process and, having any heartache over it, why don't we find out whether it's even a possibility? Because that's a simple answer. If it's not possible, then why even?
So the question is temporary use of what, for the fields for the lacrosse?
For whatever. I mean, is there any exception allowable when it that's outside the master plan? Because currently the master plan only allows Northwest University teams and students to be using those fields.
Right. And that's why I think that's where the rub is. That's
exactly. So the question is there any possible way that you could allow an exception if it was agreed to by all parties for a temporary interim use?
Without changing the master plan.
Without changing the master plan.
I doubt it, but we can check on that.
So. Please check, get back to us on that, and then we can go from there, John, because otherwise.
Because when you talk about a master plan, all parties means.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you get all parties to agree?
That means you have to open
and
the master
that is,
plan.
That is a separate issue from the discussion of exactly what I tell the school, because I really need to know. I mean, I'm not going to have any heartburn popping out of this, because it's, believe me.
Yeah, this isn't something you aspire to.
So I just maybe just kind of walk on down and tell your feelings. Let's have a straw vote, and if I need to send them an email tomorrow that says "Trails" and mail them a record, I need to do that. But I need to be responsible and respond right away.
Well, would it not be appropriate to just say that pending some feedback from the planning commission or the planning staff on whether there's even an option? No,
because the whole issue of a temporary use is completely separate on a discussion between the school, the city, the school, the neighborhood, and the neighborhood and the city with regards to any long-term changes to the master plan that may or may not have a proposal to change the field modification.
Okay. They're
completely separate.
It's just that, you know, it's just that the master plan is just, it's a huge process.
It's yeah. an elephant.
And everybody's going to be involved, and so that's right. why I'm kind of...
Okay, so quick straw poll on whether or not what John is suggesting, he would just act in this role as an intermediary, but not, and I just, all who think that it is inappropriate for John to do that, and we don't want to see him do it. Well, I'm just saying, if you don't think it's a good idea and you'd really recommend against it, then raise your hand.
Right.
Okay, then that's
super.
Easy. You know, it's
super. I'll send the letter. And again, I didn't do this on my own.
Absolutely.
Something that was talked about.
And I remember us talking about it.
Yeah.
I was
it's
asked
on
to
the
do
record.
It, so.
It really was something that we had said. Well.
Yeah, I'm happy to unwind it. Just, yeah, there's no issues there at all. And I'll get that taken care of in the morning.
Okay. Well, with that.
There's one additional item.
Oh. Okay. Unless something compelling comes up between now and then, I'd say we shouldn't plan on it, but we'll let you guys know if something comes up that just can't wait.
Let us know, like, a couple of days.
Oh, yeah. Right. Teresa, I doubt there's anything that we're going to, I can't imagine something that we would generate. It's then
let's say
a week.
The week before.
Yeah.
That would even be better.
Yeah. Just if you haven't heard from us by a week before, consider it. It's
you can take the night off, Teresa, and have a drink.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Meeting adjourned.
Has the fire department been in here to look at all that? Because I know when they come in my office and they see this, I get like a ticket.